الجحر. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. What a good way to be wasted. What a good way to be wasted. People say I'm wasting my life only because I'm serving you. What a good way. Lift your hands in worship. I see divine encounter. I see the touch of God. I see the visitation of the Most High. In the hands high. It's whispered, Jesus. Somebody is receiving direction. Direction even this morning. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands to the King of Kings and please be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Beautiful, the Lord is good to me.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. All right, let's start Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26. Go on. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. This morning the subject is the word for increase and multiplication. The word of God, the buzzing sound of these speakers, can it be taken care of? The word for increase and multiplication. And our objective is to understand the multiplication power of the word. Scriptures made it clear that everywhere the word of God arrives, increase happens. Scriptures make it clear that revelation is key to multiplication. Light is a plus. In every life is a plus. In every life. And we can see three examples in Scripture. First, the word of God populated an empty earth at creation. It was the word of God that populated an empty earth at creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. The Hebrew word form and void was without form and void is the word tohu vabohu. Emptiness multiplied by nothingness. The earth was tohu vabohu. Can you see another translation? The earth was without form and void, the Living Bible translation. New Living Translation. Amplified Version. Message Bible. Can you place those translations? The earth was without form and void. In the beginning, verse 1 and 2. Verse 2. The earth was formless and empty. That's the New Living Translation. Formless and empty. The earth was formless and empty. NIV. The earth was a soup of nothingness. A bottomless emptiness. An inky blackness. Then God's Spirit, brother. That was the kind of earth that God met. And then God said, and God said, and God said, and God said. And as the word of God kept coming, emptiness began to give way for fullness. The earth became populated. The waters became populated. The skies became populated as the word kept coming. In Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 18, God said, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He created it not in tohu, vabohu. The same word was used here. He created it not to be empty. He formed it to be populated. I am the Lord and there is none else. What does that mean to you this morning? Your life is not permitted to be empty if you are connected to word. That was our first example of where the word brought increase and brought multiplication. Example number two, the word of the Lord produced the miracle of multiplication for the widow of Zarephath. In the days of famine in Israel, it produced the miracle of multiplication. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12 to verse 16. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but an handful of meal in a barrel. And a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. This is key. For thus saith the Lord, the word of the Lord, God of Israel. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. The barrel of meal shall not waste. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Verse 16, and the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. The word of the Lord took something that was about to finish and turned it over. The word of the Lord brought multiplication. The word of the Lord multiplied the meal. It couldn't finish. There was no record of his finishing. That is the power of the word. Number three. The word of the Lord always brought the gathering of multitudes. The word. The word was always a rallying point for multitudes in Scripture. It always brought together the gathering of great multitudes. According to Scripture, in Luke chapter 5 and in verse 15, Luke chapter 5 and in verse 15, he said, but so much the more, when there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed,
They came together to hear. They came together to be healed. Great multitude. In Luke chapter 6 and in verse 17. Luke chapter 6 and in verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him. They came for the word, multitude. Let me announce to somebody here today by a prophetic and an apostolic mantle this morning in the name that is above every name. Every area of emptiness in your life shall be filled up after this service. You are married and your house is empty of children. I announce to you today very shortly that house shall be filled with children. You are single and you are empty of a life partner. Very soon your life will be filled and populated with who you need in your life. You have a bank account that is empty of resources. Get ready, it shall be filled by the word of the Lord. And as you do what you are meant to do, there is somebody trusting God for supernatural supply. The same word that brought the meal and multiplied the food for the widow of Zarephath is multiplying resources in your life. The same word is destroying empty-handedness from your life. And you know what is exciting? Whoever is needed in your life per time can be pulled into your direction. Just pursue God and know God. You don't need to pursue and struggle for human beings. Pursue God, know God. Am I communicating at all? Do you know that we have been to states? Enugu state governor was in the program last night. Delta state governor was with his wife and executive and cabinet and everybody in the Delta Crusade. Taraba state. And so on, just everywhere. Now listen to this. It was not something that was solicited for. Not something that in any way is okay, is it possible? We went to one of the states and they said, the governor is not around. Will we like to come and see the deputy governor? I said, no, it's not governor we came for. It's not. We came for crusade. So we didn't come here to apply for who to see. There's no need. Don't bother. Don't forget about that. We came for one of the states. I won't mention the name. It's not. We are not. We didn't come here to look for who to see. In some of the places, they are saying, where can we come in? You can't just come here like that and just. You couldn't collect anything. What do we want to do something in some of the places. Pursue God and make him your focus. Then he will make you the focus of your generation. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You don't stop struggling for people. Struggle for God. Struggle for God. Struggle for his word. Struggle for God. And struggle for his word. Struggle for God. Struggle for his word. Struggle for God. Struggle for his word. What others struggle for? It's effortless. Hallelujah. And most of those places graciously. Gracious reception. Honorable reception. Our pursuit, our focus was God first. There are people here today. As you begin to focus God on God with passion, I announce to you today, the people you need for your life shall begin to look for you. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. The people that others are struggling for will begin to look for you. You believe that? Shout the loudest, say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. and look at your neighbor and look at someone by your side and tell them, get ready. The word of God is going to produce your supplies. The word of God is going to bring you increase. The word of God is going to bring the relevant people into your life. You believe that? Say loud, amen. How does the word produce increase or multiplication? Two things I will say for this service. Number one, the word of God carries creation power. That is the capacity to bring into existence things that did not exist before. It carries creation power. You see, we saw all of that in Genesis chapter 1. The whole of the chapter 1, verse 1 all the way to verse 30. It carries creation power. That is, if there is in your life today anything that did not exist, it can be brought into existence by the word. Carries creation power. Carries creation power. And I believe there is someone here today. God is about to bring into your life what is needed in your life. Number two, the word of God carries a direct multiplication power. Direct multiplication power. That is, first of all, it brings into existence what did not exist. And secondly, it multiplies what is in existence but is in short supply. Direct multiplication power. Capacity to multiply what exists but is in short supply. That was what happened. In fact, in the wedding in Cana of Galilee, in John chapter 2 from verse 5 to verse 11, it just multiplied, it turned water into wine. That was an addition plus multiplication. Like I used to say, water is H2O and wine is C6H6O6. It just multiplied the water 6 times and then added carbon residue 6 times. And that brought wine plus additives and coloring agents and so forth. So he added to the water what the water needed and multiplied the water molecules and turned it into wine. That is direct multiplication power. I announce to somebody here today, multiplication is happening around your life right now. It is happening around your life right now. In Jesus' name. How do you get the word to produce increase? This is where the message lies. How do you get the word to produce increase? Number one, possess the vision of increase and multiplication out of the word. Possess the vision of increase and multiplication out of the word. When you see the word, see the increase it promises you in the relevant area of your life. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 14 to 15, he said, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. Verse 15 now said, not toward and sought, for all the land which thou seest, today will I give you all, as far as you can see. See, they possessed a vision of multiplication in the work of your hands. See people in your mind's eyes queuing up to make demands on what you have to offer. See your life flooded with the relevant people. Possess that out of scripture. Paul Young Cho said he used to preach to an empty church. And he will close his eyes and he will be talking to crowds that people could not see. Possess the vision of increase and multiplication. Number two, receive the word of increase from the mouth of the Lord. Receive the word of increase. Trust God to give you particular scriptures, particular revelations that show you that increase is your portion. Look at Job 22, verse 22 to 25. Do you hear what he said? Receive, I pray you, the law or the word from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. Then, after you have received the word from his mouth, after you have returned to the Almighty, after you put away iniquity from your tabernacle, then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and you shall have plenty of dollars. Silver and gold. Plenty of silver. Plenty of silver. Where did this start from? Receive the word from his mouth. Receive. Let God show you something. While you study the scripture, while you pass through the word, let him show you that. Papa Yedeko saw one verse of scripture and he screamed, I can never be poor. He saw one verse of scripture. And even though poverty was around him everywhere according to what he said, yet he had seen it from the word. He has received that word. And today every devil knows that there is no anything called poverty near where he lives. Receive the word from his mouth. So, possess the vision of increase. Receive the word of increase from his mouth. Number three, sow the word of increase and multiplication through declaration. Sow it. Sow the word of increase and multiplication through declarations. The Bible said in Mark chapter 4 and in verse 14, he said the sower soweth the word. So the word of God is seed. What you have seen and what you have received from the mouth of the Lord, speak it into your life. Speak it into your situation. Speak it into your the work of your hands. Speak it into your destiny. And it will happen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say everything around me is increasing. Say nothing is decreasing. Say I have no business with decrease. Everything is increasing. Everything is working. Everything is growing. Say I'm fruitful. I am multiplying. I am replenishing the earth. I am subduing my generation. I have dominion. Hallelujah. Number four, and finally, take action with the word of increase and multiplication. Take action. If there is any word of God you have received that does not put you into action, you will never have an outcome from that word. Because the word comes with action, and with the action comes the outcome. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee that we talked about just now in John chapter 2 and in verse 5, all the way to verse 11, it says, whatsoever he tells you to do, do. The water did not just appear, they did something. There is always something to do to experience increase. There is always something to do to experience multiplication. The word of God will always place on you responsibilities that will make you see possibilities. For example, it doesn't matter how rich you see yourself in the eyes of your mind. If you are not a tither, you remain a beggar. It doesn't matter how much you see yourself blessed on every side. If you are not serving God, the blessing remains limited. For you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. So, see, there are things to do. There are things to do. Christianity is practical. It's not mystical. It's not mystical. There are practical things to do. You know, in those days we hear that I think it was India that they didn't allow to play football because they were not practical. That maybe when they kick the ball, the goalkeeper will see lion heads coming and he will run away. And then it's a goal. And 26-1, 26-0. Say, this is not practical. Or somebody will see two goalposts, one up, one down. He didn't know where to score. These people are not practical. This is a mystical approach to life. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here? So you must be practical. You must be practical. You must get up and go to work in the morning and not sit at home waiting until roasted chicken flies into your mouth. You must be practical. You must be very, 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 very practical. Am I communicating at all? You must deploy energy. You must sow your seed. You must give your offerings. You must open your heavens. You must refuse to labor under a closed heaven. Having done all to stand, then you stand. The most responsible faith is the faith that places on you responsibility. Whenever you accept the responsibility, you can dare the possibilities. That is, in your heart, there's something that moves you. I have done what I need to do. God must do what he needs to do. That is the most rugged realm of faith. I have done what I am expected to do. You search the scripture, you know what to do. You do it to the full. Hallelujah. The microphone is reacting. You do it to the fullest of your capacity. And you dare the devil and say, you can't stop my supply. I have given my offerings. I have given my tithe. I am a worker. I am serving the Lord. You can't stop what is mine. Everywhere my resources are, you are released now. Stand up on your feet. I am not lazy. I have ideas. I am not eating my tithe. I am sowing my seeds. I am studying the word. I am serving the Lord. And you want me to be a beggar? That devil has not been born. You want me to be a borrower? That devil does not exist. No. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Say, blessed is he that feareth the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. I am fearing the Lord. I am delighting in the... I cannot have children that don't carry greatness. I'm talking to you too. The scripture is real. It's practical. You see? And if you are a child, and I'm talking to any children here now. If you are a child and you know that your parents are serving the Lord in truth, you stand rugged on that scripture. Satan, you can't useless me, like we say in Africa. You can't. My mother woke us up 5 a.m. every morning. She laid hands on us and she said to me one day, said, the witch that can finish you, you won't see it with your eyes. Said, the plan failed before you are aware of it. Oh my God. What a heritage. And you are a participant, a partaker of the same now. Somebody say amen. Did you receive something this morning? Lift up your hands and appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. El Shaddai. El Ayon. This morning, the Lord said to me, he wants to give people refreshing. Lift your hands, refreshing. I turn here, I see a lady with a neck collar there. And then just now, I saw another man with a neck collar in the crowd. And I'm wondering what is happening. Can you step forward, sister? I don't know where I saw the other person. But I see a man also. Step over here. The camera picked you when you were worshiping. Despite your neck affliction, you were in deep worship. And congratulations. Where are you from, ma? Oh, you came from, okay, Enugu State. What? You live in Abuja. What happened to your neck?
The last CT scan I did said cervical spondylosis, but it presents itself differently. So some of the symptoms I'm getting are not exactly...
Okay. It is well. What of you? What happened to you?
I had an accident.
Okay, come forward here. Lift up your hands. Stand in the same line with her. Lift your hands. Everybody lift up your two hands. While I'm talking to her, God spoke of somebody's right ear that is healing as well. Is there someone nearby with a right ear that is not hearing? You can step forward here. Lift your hands, people.
And you are the name above all names. Worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God, how great is
our God. See with me how great our God. All we see how
she's crying so much. From this moment forward, it shall be tears of joy. You are healed and you are whole. And you stand on your feet. stand on your feet. Come closer. Oh, move your neck. You can take this off and just do everything you want to do with the neck. Move your neck. Take it off. Father, thank you because it is permanent. Lift your hand. Congratulations. Congratulations. Return back to the doctor and let them confirm you're healed. In Jesus' name. Yes, tell me about that.
Yes, sir. You mentioned that while we're ministering to this, that you also saw people with right ear condition that God was healing. Two out of these have confirmed that healing. He said he had the terrible pain on that right ear and then something like a hammer hitting on the eardrum. But while you declared, he now realized that this pain he felt was nowhere to be found. And then he's come to give God praise. She also had the itching and pain in that ear that took off. But this says she's deaf on this ear.
For how long?
For almost from...
Since she was
when
small.
She was, yes,
wow.
Degenerated progressively until he became totally deaf.
One ear.
Just right ear.
Oh, wow. She's in tears as well. And then?
She also had the condition on the right ear, but the word brought them forth in the cross of one
incredible
intervention.
Which ear? This one? Right ear. Can you close this one now? Say Jesus. Say Jesus.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. I am healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Everybody lift up your two hands. It says there will be a refreshing. I don't know what that means to you. Maybe you are tired, you are exhausted. Maybe you need fresh energy, fresh fire. Maybe you feel discouraged. Maybe there is a delay somewhere. Lift your hands up. And I right now, before even that, arrest every demonic challenge that followed you from your childhood. Today, it expires in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Receive this refreshing supernatural bath, divine visitation. The hand of the Lord. Lift it high. Ooh.
make it high right now. Refresh. When I say one, you bring your hand down gradually. Two, three, four. By the time it reaches five, you place it on your head. And that demon of despair, when you bring it on your head at that fifth time, all you need to whisper is, Jesus. At that fifth time, depression, despair, discouragement, delay will fly off. Lift it up. Receive this refreshing. Receive the refreshing. Receive the refreshing. Receive the refilling. Receive the refueling. Receive the rekindling. Receive it now. 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 Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it now.
Oh, my spirit, my spirit, to you, oh Lord, help my spirit.
Lift it high. Thank you, Master. Dr. Misenetje, please come. Everyone trusting God for fruitfulness. And if you came with your materials for impartation, you can also leave them up. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. You cannot be barren. Whether it is in the fruit of your womb, whether it is in the fruit of your hand, you cannot be barren. You are trusting the Lord for the fruit of the womb. You can place your hand, whether you or your husband or yourself, just place your hand on your abdomen. For the rest of us, lift up your materials for impartation. First of all, the declaration will be for the fruit of the womb, and then impartation.
We declare the impartation of fruitfulness upon as many of you as are trusting God for it now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Say after me, Father, thank you because I'm your child. Forgive me any sin that might be limiting me. And today, I refuse and renounce and divorce myself from spirit relationships, from spirit husband, become spirit wife and spirit children. I'm in the physical. I will have my children in the physical. I refuse you, satanic yoke of barrenness. Today, your hold is broken from my life. In Jesus' name, I am now free. And now we declare your freedom. We declare your liberty. We declare now that you go and you bring forth your children. We take authority over male factors. We take authority over female factors. And we declare your liberty. Have your children successfully in Jesus' name.
Ushers, I'm sure that we have it. I mean, there's no use anybody coming in now since we have just 3 minutes to the end of service. So that you don't confuse them. They walk in and then walk out without attending any service. The greeters and all that at the gate should just pay attention to that. 10 minutes to end of service, there shouldn't be anybody coming in at that time. I pray right now. Every spell of fruitlessness, spirit of barrenness, spirit husband, spirit wife, serpentine spirit, and any tormenting spirit that has rendered you barren and fruitless. Fruitless in the fruit of the womb, fruitless in the work of your hands, fruitless in your career and your destiny. By the mantle of God upon my life today, I decree that spell of fruitlessness is broken right
Amen.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Empty-handedness is over.
Amen.
Every divine encounter you need. That's right. That will break the siege and deliver your children to you, deliver your resources to you, deliver your job to you. Every divine encounter you need that will deliver what is yours to you, I decree that encounter is released for you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, the Lord shall command a blessing upon you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 8. And upon all that you set your hands to do. I prophesy upon everything that is in your hands right now. Put in your hands physically. And what you have laid your hands to do with your life. They are blessed.
Amen.
They are blessed.
Amen.
They are blessed. In the name of the Father.
Yes.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You shall testify.
Amen.
Under 1 year.
Yes.
Every family trusting God for children. Your children are in your hands. Your twins and your triplets and your quadruplets and your singletons are in your hands.
Amen.
Before this week expires, you shall testify.
Amen.
You shall testify.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of amen. It is done. Take your seat. While we are doing that, everyone who is here this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. That prayer can only work for you if you have given your life to Jesus. You want to be genuinely born again. To be forgiven of your sins. Carry your Bibles, please, and your bags, and quickly rush to this front here and let me pray for you. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags. Be the first person to come. Go ahead. One.
Goodbye, world.
God bless you, brother Ronnie.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure.
Disobey the instruction.
Stay no longer with you. Made up my mind, go God's way the rest of my life. Made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures I've seen. Stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Made up my mind.
for the man that God healed of the neck collar is also out for the altar call. Congratulations. And if you came in here too, bound with the drug addiction, negative life of drug, negative life of smoking and drinking, pornographic life, masturbation, those kind of negative lifestyle you are battling to break and you are not able to, stand up on your feet also and step forward and let us pray for you. At the count of five. Born again. Thank God I'm born again. One.
Born again. Thank God I'm born again.
Stand on your chest again, those of you in the front here, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you and do your will. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.